Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and Paul Tulin.
Welcome to Education Currents. Today's topic is rather important. It is the effects of public schools on Christian families.
Yes. In fact, we subtitled it sound bites because we're actually going to use some sound bites from well-known theologians, educators, and parents.
On the effects of public schools in America on Christian families. Now, to start off with, we're not just wet behind the ears when it comes to this. I've spent 25 years in education, and you've spent...
At least that. Yeah. I don't want to say now because people might think I'm old.
But we've both worked in private Christian schools, and we've both worked in public schools.
Yes.
And I've worked in a school that was a private school, but not a Christian school per se.
Mm-hmm.
It had spirituality in it, but it was not
religiosity was not a topic.
Sometimes we talked about the spirits, you know, and things like that. I didn't, but but the school administrator would with the kids. So let's look at some startling statistics. 90% of Christian parents in the United States send their children to public school. Now, we can argue about the educational value of public versus private, but when it comes to the spiritual value, there's a startling statistic. Of those 90% of children that are going from Christian families to public schools, 88% of them, an estimated 88%, lose their religion by the time they graduate.
Yeah, they no longer believe in God.
And there was this old saying, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who said it, but they said, never bring a knife to a gunfight. And unfortunately, we often send our children with spiritual knives to a spiritual gunfight with the devil in public schools. We do not prepare them for what they're going to face. The kids, oftentimes Christian children, are woefully ignorant of the Bible themselves. They don't know why they believe what they believe. And they're coming into these public schools, and they're getting completely chewed up. Well, let's go to our first soundbite and take a listen.
I want to see a child in every public school in America who is trained as a witness for Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Do you recognize that voice?
Yeah, that's Franklin Graham. A child in every public school that's trained for Christ. Now, I've seen a case where this was done, and a child stood up in science class and refused to listen to the teacher and got into a big argument, was eventually had to be removed from the public school, and the parents went on to say that it was persecution, and part of it was just that she was being obnoxious.
Yes.
In that. So when we're talking about training, we're not talking about being confrontational. But we're talking about training them to be witnesses, training them how to witness to their fellow man, how to let the light that's in them shine out. These children don't even have to say words per se, but there's a difference in them when they go there. They know Jesus, and when they go there, their speech is different. Their kindness shines forth. They are a light in a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be wonderful, but is it realistic to expect that we could train our children to and put them into that kind of battle?
Well, if 90% of American Christians put their children in public school, and if teachers are not allowed to be, you know, mention God, the only hope for this mission field are the children. And they need to be equipped by the parents how to conduct themselves. I was confronted with this last year where the seventh grade boy faithfully brought his Bible, but he was so obnoxious and so mean to all the kids. I finally took him aside and said, really, you're carrying your Bible to every class, but then you're treating your fellow classmates so mean that it's making that Bible look like it's not having any impact in your life. And it just, you know, he just looked at me like, what? You know, what are you talking about? And then there were other kids that you could just tell by their demeanor. They were so kind. And yes, when they came to school with the little charcoal crosses on their heads, and because it was Ash Wednesday, well, yeah, they were letting their light shine for sure, but they had been walking the talk all through the school year.
So that would be the important thing as a parent. And I want to look at this too as a practical advice to parents. You know your children. Are they ready to be that kind of a witness, or do they need to not be in public school? I mean, are mm-hmm. they in danger of being influenced the other way? Because when we go into a situation and we send our children into a situation, there's only two outcomes. They're either going to be the ones that will influence the others for positive, or they're going to be influenced.
Mm-hmm.
There's not
going
to be a negative. So our second quote comes from Charles Stanley, and I enjoy him. He's been his website particularly was a blessing to me, because at one time I was really discouraged in life, and he has this website that has Bible answers to life's problems, and it was really a big help. And so I signed up for his calls. I get his taped calls once a week. And this is what he had to say about public education and Christians.
When you send that child off to school today, you're sending them into a pagan society.
So what is your reaction to the idea of Charles Stanley saying basically we're sending our kids into a pagan society? You've been a teacher in public school. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree, and I would hope that no teacher or administrator in a public school would feel offended by that statement. In other words, this isn't a statement to offend. It's just a statement that is just a factual statement. In the sense that if God is taken out of it, it's pagan. Even if God's taken out of the pillars of the church, it becomes pagan. It becomes a form of idolatry. Now we are worshiping objects, so to speak, rather than the Creator God.
And the interesting thing is that righteousness then in the public school becomes the arbiter or the control of those that have power. They get to define what is good or what isn't. I know in our public school system, when I taught there, we used the seven pillars, constantly used the seven pillars, but it had very little impact with the kids, because it wasn't tied to any authority. It was just do this because we say so. You know, be honest because we say so. Be kind because we say so. But it wasn't the fact that it was tied to something that was external and outside of us. So a lot of kids, it was, okay, I'll do that if I'm going to be in trouble. But if I'm not, I'm going to do whatever benefits me immediately. If you can show me how these seven pillars of character benefit me, I'll do them. If you can't, I won't. And so it had very little impact.
Now the teachers, there are many Christian teachers in public school and administrators. And I have seen administrators take those teachers that wanted to and pray and have a worshipful time at the beginning of every school day, but they still had to make sure that they didn't mention God to students, that they didn't proselytize in any way, shape, or form. But the spirit was still there. It's just that's an exception to the rule.
And don't be fooled. We're not talking about just neutral. Once they get into science class, or they get into any type of thing that's teaching philosophy or history, there is a very anti-God theme that runs in there. I mean, kids are immediately told from the first grade on, you know, that millions and millions of years these creatures have been evolving, that this, and it's said matter-of-factly. They even show series that mimic wildlife films that you'd see, only it's about dinosaurs, and they show these dinosaurs and they've reanimated them, and dinosaurs have a certain color, make noise, they eat things, and that nobody could really know. But it's taught as fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I show them this fossil. Yes, this fossil was 75 million years ago. I just feed it to them. Mm-hmm. I don't give them any rationale as to why. It's just, this is the fact. Just accept it. So by the time your kid's in the third, fourth, or fifth grade, I was talking to a young Christian family, and their little boy was there, and he loved dinosaurs. He was going into the fifth grade, and he was in public school. And so I said, well, you know, how did the dinosaurs come about? Oh, he said, millions and millions of years ago. And I looked at the parents and said, how are you processing yeah. this? Not in his presence. He'd gone out of the room. And, you know, they didn't know what to say. They didn't know how to contradict that, because that's what he's being taught. That's what he's mm-hmm. being told. And he's being told it as fact everywhere. You can't even have a decent nature film without it being mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for kids, they love animals. They love animals. But everything you're going to see from the Smithsonian Institute on down, National Geographic, it is absolutely anti-God.
Mm-hmm.
It's all naturalism.
Yes.
Now, I would like for you to listen to this quote from our current president about our society. And our public school is a reflection of our current society. And when we get back from the break, I want to hear your comments on it. This is what President Obama had to say about the United States.
Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Well, we have to take a break right there, but when we come back, we're going to digest that. That certainly does make you pause. We are talking about the effect of public schools on Christian families. And when we come back, we're going to listen to the soundbite one more time. We'll be right back.
Coffee, when are we going to get through this jungle?
Don't. No.
Coffee, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Coffee, let me see.
The strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's all one word, myhomeschoolcompanion.com.
I'm Joy Michaels, and this is Heartbeat. Stop a minute and listen. What do you hear? The hum of a computer? The buzz of your heater or air conditioner? When was the last time you really stopped to hear what was going on around you? In the Bible, in Luke 8:18, Jesus says, "So pay attention to how you hear. To those who pay attention to my teaching, more understanding will be given." Listening to God requires time away from the noise and distractions of the day. Perhaps today you should shut off everything around you and spend some time listening to God. He speaks to those who listen. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
Imagine yourself being tucked away for a crocodile snack. Or how about facing an injured panther? Read these and 20 more exciting true stories in the book Guide's Greatest Animal Stories. Kids will love these true stories that take them from the jungles of Asia to the backyards of America and point them to the Creator and His love. To order Guide's Greatest Animal Stories, call 1-800-765-6955. That's 1-800-765-6955. A teacher's guide is also available.
Welcome back to Education Currents, and we're talking about the effects of public schools on Christian families. And we just got through listening to a rather startling soundbite from our president. Let's hear it again, because I'd like to get your reaction to this. Remember, public schools are a reflection of our current society, and this is what President Obama had to say about the United States.
Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
We are definitely losing the cultural war when it comes to maintaining the Christian worldview.
To us, it's a broader part of what we see as the great controversy between good and evil. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a larger war that's going on, much larger than our puny little nation, much larger than our puny little world.
That's right.
This is a huge controversy that's going on between good and evil, between the master of evil, the creator of evil, the cause of evil, the first cause of evil, and the first cause of good, mm-hmm. Which is God. The war was actually lost to the Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, the serpent, at the cross. He was defeated. But the skirmishes are still going on, and he wants to take everybody with him down as far as he can. And here we have our president declaring that we are no longer a Christian nation. Now, implied in that is that we once were, even though he didn't say it right. But implied, we are no longer a Christian nation. That implies that we once were.
That's right.
Now, what would you say to those people that say, well, how can you force a Muslim to be Christian? Or how can you force this on people who would come to school? What if you have a little Hindu boy and he has to go to the public schools where they would speak about Christianity? Is that fair?
Well, I think it's absolutely fair. They would handle it the same way now that we're having to handle all of this that's been foisted upon us. And, of course, I believe we're right, you know what I'm saying, as far as our Christian worldview is, our whole culture, our roots, is a Christian-based nation.
The fact is, too, that if we really are a Christian nation and we were really following it, we're going to be very tolerant of others. We're going to be tolerant of their views. We're going to listen. It's going to be a dialogue rather than a monologue. Right now, it's a monologue.
That's a great saying.
In our society is at war with Christianity. There's no doubt about it. Some of the latest things where the Catholics are trying to be forced to provide contraception for, which is against their beliefs, against their Christian their Christian beliefs. Mm-hmm. It's funny. In one instance, we're talking about protecting people's religious beliefs, so we don't want them Christianity or God to be mentioned in the public schools. And then the other hand, we're trying to force people to actually break their religious beliefs. But that, not just the Catholics, for all Christians coming down into public schools, we have the issue of gays and lesbians. Now, I will tell you, I think that as a Christian, we love everybody. And it's our love that enlightens and informs everybody about our beliefs. So, any kind of hate or any kind of cruelty or any kind of mistreatment of somebody because they're a gay or lesbian is anti-Christian.
That's right.
However, there is an agenda, whereas a true Christian, and I know there are people that name the name of Christ that have no tolerance, but a true Christian would have tolerance and love. But we see from the other side the very opposite. There is no tolerance for a Christian perspective on this issue. Let's take a listen into a classroom here.
This is
an actual classroom. And let's hear what the teacher, how she instructs kids on this issue. They're in a class, and she's introducing this idea of gays and lesbians. And this is the first class where she's trying to introduce this tolerance idea.
And how old do you think these students are?
These students are about third or fourth grade. So let's listen in.
You're not going to be painting, okay? You're going to be writing down whatever comes to your mind when you hear the word gay or when you hear the word lesbian.
So nothing's right or wrong either?
Nothing's right or wrong. That's right. Nothing's right or wrong. And you just have to write it down, what you feel, what you think. Now, if you looked at this curriculum, it goes on and it definitely begins to try to mold and shape kids in a certain way. Now, to be fair, there was and there is intolerance towards gays and lesbians, which is unfortunate. So there is a concern there. You know, there's a concern that if somebody has that issue in their lives and they're not convicted as you are, that they would be mistreated or that they would be called names or they would be bullied. And that's a legitimate concern. However, do we come to the point where we're saying there is no right or wrong? And if that's the belief of the public school system, is it their right then to impress that or to impose that belief that there is no right or wrong on our Christian children? They don't like it if we're going to impose our beliefs on them, but are they not then imposing their beliefs on us?
Yes.
You know, we're looking at a clash of morality, two different visions of morality. And the one vision of morality that says, well, you've got to be tolerant, is actually very intolerant towards anything that objects to it or anything that is different from what it sees is right. And that's what we're seeing. Now, here's a quote from Erwin Lutzer that I'd like you to listen to, kind of concerning this theme, this same theme of lack of morality in the public sphere and especially public school.
That's right. They are stealing our children. But because they are leaving the body of the child with us, we don't even know what's happening.
So they're stealing our children, but they leave the body with us.
Yeah.
So he's talking about stealing their soul, that he's that the public schools are stealing their soul. Now, it's a well known doctrine of the of Rules for Radicals, which is an interesting book you should read. It's about the idea of radicals, how a small group can change the majority. Mm. And one of the rules is to get to the children. So if we can get to the children, we can then shape the society. If we can get them to believe certain things, then we can get them to change the society, because they'll grow up with those beliefs and accept mm-hmm. them then. And we see that in our public schools. They're an arena for people who have a certain social belief, and they want to push that social belief. And it's funny because they're the very same people that say, well, Christians just shove things down our throats. But they're the same ones that they're doing that themselves mm-hmm. through our public school system. So what is your take on that? Do you think that, well, I guess, you know, with the 88% having left Christianity by the time they graduate, that...
Well, as a parent, I'm thinking, how can I protect my child? They have to go to public school. How can I protect them? And I think we can start with the idea that you're communicating with your child. You're there in the classroom. You're making sure that that school best represents the community, and it tends to be that communities where there's a lot of churches in the community, the schools also then are not going to be saying what was said there. They right. won't be pushing that.
I would say, too, the larger the metropolitan area, the more difficulty you're going to have. The more
That's
rural
right.
schools, because in your rural areas, a lot of the public school teachers that are going there are Christian. Even mm-hmm. the administrators are Christian. Mm-hmm. And so it's much more muted in those areas than when you're getting into large rural areas. You could take an example. If you go to a little, Cornfield Row down to that little town of 35,000 people, and there's six Baptist churches and two Adventist churches, and that's going to be different than if you're in the middle of San Francisco. Yeah. Well, then you're going to have a much different experience. And I think as a parent, I mean, there's going to come a certain time for some parents where whether you can or can't becomes moot. In other words, you just can't. Not for the soul of your children. You just can't. And you've got to figure out a way, whatever way it takes. I mean, if God's calling you out of public schools and your children out of a certain public school, then you accept that call. He's going to mm-hmm. provide the way.
That's right.
He's going to provide the way. And even though you can't see any way possible, you start looking in, and by faith, you know, you step out and things can happen. So that's going to be really an important thing for you to decide.
You know, we're coming to the end of the show, and I was thinking it'd be wonderful if we could get some feedback from those 12% of Christian parents whose children have come out of the public school system shining.
I would also like to as we in the show go back to that idea of the controversy between good and evil, that this is not just about, oh, let's not talk about God because we want to give everybody a free choice, but there's actually forces, spiritual powers in very high places mm-hmm. that are beyond our comprehension, that are driving this thing, that want to drive God out of
yes.
the public square and want to drive
yes.
him away.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And on behalf of my co-host, Paul Tooley, and our MRG Media production staff, I'd like to thank you. We have one last thing to say, and that is
keep learning.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.